Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
Open your Bibles to Galatians, the fourth chapter. Galatians, the fourth chapter. We thank God for the reading of His Word. And we want to be at attention when God's Word is being read. Amen. Galatians, the fourth chapter, I want to begin at verse 8 and end at verse 9. Galatians, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 8, ending at verse 9. And now the word of God reads, "How then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods? But now after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage?" I want to talk about turning to what you know. Turning to what you know. I always try to wait on the Lord to hear what the Lord wants for His people. And when I was walking through the house, the Lord was saying, "Turning unto what you know." And I was saying, "God, what are you talking about?" And God began to expound on this. You know, sometime with being a pastor and you're teaching God's people and you're giving them the word the way God wants you to bring the word to them, and sometimes you don't begin to see change, or sometimes you begin to see the people of God get excited about the word of God that they're hearing. And God began to tell me, He said, you know, people hear that word, but then they get excited about the word that they're hearing, but they end up turning to what they know, to what they perceive and what they understand. Have you ever been in a situation where you have talked to someone and that person have encouraged you? They have given you the word of life, and that word has just really inspired you. It has done something for you in your life, and you feel like you can go on that word forever, and they feel like they finally got it. Have you ever talked to somebody like that? You're saying, man, they finally have it. But then later on you look, they're back to the same, come on somebody, they're back to the same point that they were before. And you're wondering, you're saying, God, what's going on here? What's happening here, God? Because you felt like you made a touchdown that day. You felt like, man, they really took that word, that engrafted word. They really accepted it with meekness. Now I know, God, that that word is able to save their soul. God, I know I have deposited something and I have planted. Somebody's going to water. And my God, you're going to give the increase. God, I know a change has happened in their life. I know it for the good. And that person go out and tell people, guess what God did? He sent a man unto me, and that man told me everything that I was doing in my life. And you're seeing them, you know, day by day, but all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, Lord, what's happening? What's going on? And when God began to show me this in the Word of God, lining it up, God was using Paul to talk to the Galatians, and the Galatian people were, you know, they had accepted Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior, and Paul began to explain to them that they were no longer under the law. They were up under grace. And as Paul began to explain this to them, he was letting them know, when you were in the world, when you didn't know God, come on somebody, when you didn't know God, you followed the way of the world. Amen? When you didn't know Him, when you wasn't acquainted with Him, when you didn't learn about Him, when you didn't have knowledge, you followed the way of the world. You followed those other gods. You followed their way of doing things. But then Paul loving God. This is what he's saying. So Paul was saying, this is what you did before you came to know God. To know a person, that means I'm becoming acquainted with that person. I'm getting knowledge of that person. I'm learning about that person. I don't know about you, but starting from preschool on up until you graduated, you were taught things. You were given knowledge about certain things on how to do this. How many was taught the ABCs? And you were taught those ABCs from preschool, but actually it should have started at home because you would have had, you know, been up on that coming from home and then going into the classroom. When you're taught your ABCs in each grade that you go up, those ABCs help you, do they not? So you had to start somewhere. But then all of a sudden you finding people turning from what they learned or what they were taught. And this was what Paul said, after you have known God. And he was saying, wait a minute, I can understand when you were in the world and you didn't know him and you weren't acquainted with him. But wait a minute now, you know God. You have knowledge of God. So how are you turning back to these weak and beggarly elements, these traditions, these commandments, how are you turning back to this when you know God and it's putting you in bondage? And I had to sit there, y'all, and I had to really meditate on that because I said, God, wait a minute. So you're telling me I can become acquainted with you. I can be in fellowship with you, you know, being before you, but yet I can turn back to what I used to do. I used to know. Come on, can I get a witness? Come on, ain't no super saved saints up in here. See, God want to help you a little bit because I get so tired of people saying, how could they do that? I come over here. How could they do that? How could they act that way? Wait a minute. Aren't they? Have y'all ever heard that before? How can they do that, Carlton? How can they? Wait a minute. How can they curse me out? Don't they have a relationship, Jamie? Haven't they got so acquainted with God that they're not letting any corrupt communication come out of their mouth? So how are they turning back to the ways of the world after you have known God? Is that something to think about, y'all? Oh, yeah, it is something to think about. So as I sat there and I thought about that thing, God began to tell me, he said, just because you got a relationship with me, just because you open up your word and you fellowship with me, don't mean that you ain't going to go back to what you knew before me. Wait a minute, I'm going to help y'all. Some people say, wait a minute, how is this happening? I'm going to break it on down for you. And I'm not saying this for you to keep doing what you're doing either. I'm just trying to help you to let you know, how can you be so acquainted with him but yet don't know how to shut your mouth when the Holy Spirit is telling you to study, to be quiet? How can you run off at the mouth, be so opinionated, always in somebody's business, but yet you say you are acquainted? When I get knowledge of something, land, and I truly got knowledge of it, Darren, I ain't going to do what I used to do no more. I'm going to go on what I learned. I'm going to go on what I know. But why in between that, I'm shifting. I'm going this way when I shouldn't go this way. I'm going that way when I shouldn't go that way. Wait a minute, y'all, I'm saved. There should be a change in me. There should be a difference where people can distinguish me from the world. There should be such a difference in me. When I walk in the room, a light begins to illuminate. The glory of God begins to shine. God, what's going on with your people? So God began to take me through the word of God, and he began to take me back to Adam and Eve and how Adam and Eve, y'all, come on, spirit, soul, and body, perfect. No sin. They weren't aware of sin. The only thing those two knew was good. Come on, isn't that wonderful? Didn't know no evil. Not none whatsoever. They could hear the voice of God. They spent time with God. They were acquainted with God. They were coming in contact with God. They walked with God in the cool of the day. Can you imagine? They were in paradise. No sickness, no disease, no depression, no oppression. Had everything that they needed. Come on, y'all. They even walked around naked and wasn't even ashamed. Because the glory of God is what covered them. Come on, they were righteous before God. So they didn't worry about their nakedness because they were one. They wasn't ashamed. But then one day, old Satan, Slewfoot, Beelzebub, prince of, lord of the flies, he visited paradise. Have y'all ever had him to visit paradise? Have y'all ever had him to come in when you thought everything was all right? The money was good. You didn't have no pain in your body. Everybody liked you. But one day, old Satan came in the disguise. And he used something that God made, Judge Turner. That was good. That was very good. He used his serpent. Why? Because the serpent was what? Crafty. Above all that God had made. And what he did when he came in, he began to deceive them. Come on, y'all. They knew God. They were acquainted with God. But a lie would turn you from God. Come on, they were perfect. Spirit, soul, and body. But when that snake that God used and the thing that got me, Eve trusted that snake. Why? This is God's creation. God ain't going to allow this snake to turn against him. This is what God created. Come on. We got people right in the church right now that appear as angels of light and the biggest Beelzebub you ever seen. They're letting Satan use them, and they're in fellowship. They're on their knees. They're praying. They're fasting. They say they're seeking God, but they'll turn on you in a hot minute. What's wrong? So, okay, he used the very word that God gave Adam. We know Adam gave it to his wife Eve. So he used that word and he twisted that word. Have God really said? So Eve, guess what? Because of the flesh, come on, flesh will get you in trouble. Flesh will eat you up. It will get you in trouble. So old Eve, she told him what God had said. But yet, she began to focus on what God told her not to eat. I don't want you to eat from that tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't you eat it or you're going to die. And Satan wanted that tree to become so desirable. That's why we got the lust of the eye. What is it? The lust of the flesh and the pride of life. Those are the three things that he used to turn us away from what God wants us to do. So guess what? She ate from it, right? I'm getting to a point. And after she ate, she gave some to her husband. Did her husband have to take it? No, but he knew if he didn't, he was going to be in trouble with Eve. See, that's what's wrong with these men. I'm going to eat it because I don't want to hear her mouth. Y'all know what we do. If they don't do like we tell them to do, they're going to hear our mouth all day long. So they say, I'm going to bite from that fruit and just get it on over with. Because if I don't, I'm going to have to sleep with this woman. I'm going to have to hear her mouth all day long. Just give me two of them things and let me just devour it right now. Y'all know how it is, because if you got a jazz in the house, you better eat it. So they ate from it. And this is what happened after they ate from it. The Bible said that God began, oh, I like this part, to come to them in the cool of the day. They heard God walking through that garden. And God began to ask Adam, where was he at? And Adam began to hide himself. Y'all know they was hiding themselves. They tried to cover themselves because they were ashamed. Why were they ashamed? Because sin came in the world. They were married, y'all. They shouldn't have been ashamed of their nakedness. Because they were one. But sin came into the world and it made them ashamed. They go condemnation. They go guilt. You know, feeling guilty, feeling wrong. So then he began to hide himself. He said, God, when I heard you, I became fearful and I hid. Why would he hide from God? And this is what God told him. And this is the part I'm getting from. Who told you? Who told you? And this is what God is saying right now. When we're so acquainted with God and we're so in tune with God, his voice is going to be above every voice. We're not going to turn away from him. Whatever God say, it sticks, it stands. They begin to hear another voice that they become familiar with. And that voice led them into sin. Who told you you were naked? God already knew you done something I told you not to do. So you done entertained something that you should not be entertaining. So look how quick they were in paradise, how they were acquainted with God, and now they end up turning away from God because of sin. And y'all know that went from Genesis on up to Jesus went to be with the Father. Y'all know what was happening with sin. So God began to tell me, no matter how acquainted you become with me, I have given you a choice. I have given you a will. Whatever you choose to do is what you're going to do, no matter how acquainted you are with me. You have to put your flesh under subjection. Quit telling God, if you don't want me to eat this, slap me. If you don't want me to eat this, knock on wood. If you don't want me to eat this, send somebody in here for me to give it to. God gave you a choice. He said, I give you the right to choose life or choose death. But then he said, I want you to choose life. God give all of us a choice. And he wants us to make the right choice. They made the wrong choice, and it brought sin upon the whole world. Through one man, sin came upon the whole world. But how many know that God still had a plan? Amen. That's just how much God loves us. God said, I already know what's going to happen. I already know you're going to do what I told you not to do. He said, so I already got a plan of redemption for you. I already got a plan to buy you back. Even though you messed up, even though you didn't do like I told you to do, I got a plan for you. Why? Because I love you unconditionally. Come on, we, as the people of God, when God sent us to somebody to tell them about how good Jesus is and what Jesus done for them and how he laid down their life for them, when we see them do something wrong, we get mad. Let them go on to hell. I done told them the truth. And if they don't want to accept the truth, they can just burn in hell. What if God said that when it came to the day that Adam and Eve turn for him? What if God say, you know what, I knew he was going to do that, so I'm just going to blow up the world. He didn't do that. Because of his love for us, he knew, no matter how acquainted you become with me or how close you come to me, you still got something you got to do, and that's crucifying that flesh. And some of us don't want to crucify the flesh. We want to always get the flesh what it wants. Because did you not know even in your mother's womb, you were being programmed by the enemy? You were being programmed the way of the world? This is why I tell so many young folk, quit trying to play house. Quit trying to grow up before your time. Keep Peter in the pants and Lucy tied up. You can't even raise yourself, and you're trying to raise a child. Come on, I'm real in the house of God. Somebody got to tell you, quit playing house like you so grown you know what you're doing. It ain't what you think it is. Come on. But guess what? God loved you. When you let Lucy loose, he still loved you. When you let Peter come out the patch, he still loves you. But you got to go through for what you done. Come on, you got to go through for what you done. It ain't all right. It ain't all right. And see, even though you know what's right, why do we choose to do what's wrong? Oh, I'm digging deep. I'm digging deep. I'm going to tell you why we choose to do it. I'm going to give you reasons why. Come on, we're acquainted with God. Come on, don't let me get off the Christian folk either, because God loves you too. He loves you too, just like he loved the sinner. He loves us all. He had no respect of a person. Well, why, Pastor Amanda? You telling us to keep Peter in the pants and Lucy tied up, and you got Christian folks laying with married men. Help me, Lord. Oh, I ain't going to forget the Christian folks. We ain't going to leave the Christian folks out, especially the Christian folks telling you to keep Peter in the pants and Lucy tied up. And Lucy's all over the place except in her husband's bed. Got to hit you where it hurts. Oh, but we're the ones that's so acquainted to you. We're the ones that's getting up early, 6 o'clock in the morning, and praying before God, and oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, singing. Y'all act like y'all don't know. Come on, sing it. Oh, it sounds so good. Sing it again. Don't that sound good? Sing it. And why do you love it? Oh, that sounds so good. Okay. If we love him, like we say that we really love him, then why we do what we do? Can somebody answer that? Come on, help me. This is why I was just sitting there and saying, God, something is wrong with this picture. Because if I love you so much, because I know how much you love me, even when I was in my mess, y'all, even when I was lying, even when I was doing something I ain't supposed to have been doing at a young age, God said, baby, I still love you. I still love you. Even when you were out in the club doing your little thing, even when you were stealing, even when you were murdering, God said, I still love you. And that ain't going to stop me for doing what I need to do. And if you know how much I love you, that's why you should come to me. It don't matter what you've done or how you done it. God said, I made a way for you. Even when you were in your mess. So I said, wait a minute, God. Adam and Eve had it going on. God, they were with you in paradise. They had a relationship. But yet, they fell. Then he said, the Israelites were in bondage, y'all, for 400 years. But God gave Abraham a promise. He said, they're going in bondage. He said, but they're coming out. And they're coming out with substance. God is going to always bring you out with something. God is not going to leave you in there without bringing you out with something to know that he's God. So no matter what you're going through, knowing that you're coming out with something. So here go those Israelites. Crying out to God because of the reason of their bondage. Y'all know God sent Moses, right? He sent him to the people. Moses had a connection with God. Moses could hear God. It said Moses talked to him face to face. That means that Moses was in the presence of God. Can you just imagine that when you're in the presence of God, it's just like being before his face, saying, yes, Lord, I hear you. Yes, Lord, I'm going to do what you tell me. So guess what? The people come out of bondage, y'all. They come out of Egypt. But guess what? They went through some things before they come out. But they come out because God gave them a promise, didn't he? But when they come out and it was on their journey, guess what got me, y'all? God told Moses, he said, Moses, I want you to go to the people. And Moses said, when I go, who do I say that has sent me? He said, I want you to tell them that I am. That I am. Meaning I'm going to be. Whatever they need for me to be. Whenever they come out, I'm going to be what they need for me to be. Come on, that's enough right there. No matter what situation they in, Missy, I'm going to be what they need for me to be. I'm going to be Almighty God. I'm going to be El Shaddai. I'm going to be the Creator. I'm going to be what they need for me to be. So they come out, y'all. Come on, they come out of the bondage. They left Egypt. They had a leader to lead them that had the power of God in his hands. They had somebody to intercede on their behalf when they messed up. So they come out, and when they come out, y'all, they were hungry. Or were they thirsty? They were thirsty. God supplied water from a rock. Oh, they were happy then, Brother Tyson. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. When you're thirsty, Jamie, you get a sip of water, you're happy. But then afterwards, you go right back. Turn right back to what you know, to your grumbling, to your complaint. Come on, y'all hear what I'm saying? Come on, y'all know what I'm saying? When you got pain in your body, and that pain be lasting for a week, and you be praying to God and say, God, if you take this pain from me, God, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Pain stop. Then all of a sudden, you go right ones that's close to God, Manny. These the ones that's in fellowship with God. These the ones that's acquainted with God, Angelo. They say, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Then you go right back to your normal routine. Just like the Israelites. Though he rained bread from heaven because he's the bread of life. See, he said, I am that I am. I'm going to be whatever you need for me to be, whatever situation you're in. I'm going to be what you need for me to be. And then the thing was, y'all, when they come out, they brought strangers out with them. And when they brought those strangers out with them, guess what? They were used to what they had in Egypt. Come on. When you've been in the world so long, and I'm just going to break it right down to you, and this is where I'm going. If you've been with a man for so long, yes, having sexual relations with that man, you have become a part of him, and he has become a part of you. That's all you know. That's all you're familiar with. That man is just the breath of your life. Without him, I'm just nothing. I'm just a little old nothing. That man was there for me when nobody was there. That man helped me when nobody. See where you were? So now you find out that there's a better man. There's a man that will be everywhere you go. There's a man that will never leave you nor shall forsake you. So you say, I'm going to turn to Jesus because Jesus got everything that I need, and you talking all that stuff. The next thing you know, you're back to that man. Why? Because that's what you become familiar with. That's what you become to know. That's what you learn. That's what you experience. So that's what you gravitating from because you feel that's what my flesh needs. Have you ever given the flesh what it needs and it calmed down for a while? Then all of a sudden in between them calming down, somebody come tell you about the goodness of Jesus, and then you ready to serve Jesus for real, y'all, for real. I'm a servant for real now. I mean, I'm a servant for real. I ain't playing, y'all. He done too much for me. Hallelujah. I'm a servant for real. Then that man call you. Hey, baby. I ain't heard from you in a while. Oh, them little sweet nothings. He just know how to get to me. Then you right back. What's wrong, y'all? What's happening to us? Why can't we just stand? Why can't we do it all just stand? Why can't we just trust in the Lord? With all our heart, leaning not to our own understanding, but acknowledging God in all our ways, knowing that he's going to direct. Why can't we do these things? You know why? Because we ain't put flesh under subjection. We supposed to crucify our flesh. How do I crucify my flesh? With the word. I beat the flesh with the word. Didn't I tell you? God said. Whoop them good. We don't want to whoop no flesh. We want to give the flesh what flesh wants. Because we don't want to go through withdrawal. Y'all know what I mean. I'm just shaking too bad. I'm just too sick. I got to give the flesh what he wants. What's that number? What's that number? 1-800 call Dina. God is saying to you today, and I'm going to give you some points. Don't think that you're the only one that have not turned to what you learned or to how you've been programmed. The enemy programmed you for years. The enemy knew, I'm going to have you so programmed, even though you accept Jesus, you're going to have a hard way to go.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may call 866-907-6836. You may write us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Burgall, North Carolina, 28425. Visit us on the internet at www.mtdm.org.